jumping on the phone on Static this evening. It is fantastic to have tracked down Davey from Boyazooga. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How's it going?
I'm real good, and I'm very excited that you guys are about to haul yourselves all the way down here, Davey. It's a long way to come, and we appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, we're so excited. It's nice to us.
Because Boyazooga have got some history with Australia. Mikey from Total Control remixed your 2017 single, Face Behind a Cigarette. He made it a bit more cosmetic, but still, there's a nice history there already.
Yeah, I love that remix. I really do. That's like probably my favourite remix we've had back. Listening to it, I was like, I kind of wish I'd done that kind of thing instead.
Well, you guys in Boyazooga must be doing something right as well, Davey, because not only are you coming down here, but also in 2019, you've done some stadium dates supporting Neil Young in Europe. How did that one come about?
Yeah, that was just ridiculous, to be honest, because I've been a Neil Young fan since I can remember. And our booking agent, Liam, he's just like amazing, and he works for the same people that book Neil's gigs. So it was complete nepotism, to be honest. But I'd love to pretend that it was on merit. Although, hopefully, somewhere along the line, Neil would have heard the name Boyazooga and gone, yeah, okay, but I don't think it was. But it was once in a lifetime. It was absolutely incredible.
It was a weird thing as well, because don't take this the wrong way, but I wouldn't have thought that Boyazooga, the most obvious choice to be his support band. You're not quite the dusty, grizzled Americana outfit I presume he would normally go with.
Exactly. But I mean, he's a man of many different worlds, and I only recently found out that he'd done some stuff with Devo before. There's some footage of them playing through, I think it's Hey Hey My My, and it's Devo is Neil Young's backing band, and he's there just ripping a solo with Devo. It's incredible.
And were you guys bricking it, or how did you actually go down in front of a Neil Young crowd, Davey?
To be honest, everyone there is there to see Neil Young, you know? So we were just, having to find our feet quite quickly. But then it was still so much fun. There was one point where I was, I looked up, and the house lights went up, and there was just, a sea of people, and I was like, oh, man. So I was like, okay, I'm going to turn around. I can't look at that. I turned around, and behind me was Neil Young's old black guitar and his whole guitar amp rig as well. So wherever I looked, I just couldn't escape.
You didn't know where to look.
The reality of it. But it was such an honour.
Davey, it's also felt that Boyazooga have had to find your feet as a band reasonably quickly as well, because the group didn't exist when you made the album 1-2 Kung Fu, because that was all you at home, right?
Yeah, it was my friend Eddie Oshikachi. We made the record, him and I, in his house, basically. He's the kind of unseen Azuga. He's such an important part in the band. He produced the record. But yeah, we were working on it together for about 4 or 5 years before there was even any talk of doing a band. So we finished the record, and then I was like, okay, let's do this live sort of thing. And so yeah, it was all kind of backwards. But
did you sort of have to think about how it was going to go over live? Or when you were making the record, you weren't really even conceptualizing having a live band playing the songs?
I genuinely didn't think of it, which I think is why it was kind of, there's quite a lot of layers on some of the songs, because it was more, I was playing drums in other bands and I was kind of happy doing that. This project was just kind of like the kitchen sink thing, where I was let's just put strings on it, let's throw everything at it. So by the time we got to doing it live, it was a bit we need to work out how we're actually going to do this. But we took some inspiration from the Avalanches and stuff. I'm a massive, massive fan of those guys. The way that they samples and stuff live. I still feel like we're kind of working out our sound. I don't think you ever really stop working out what you're doing.
Davey, it's amazing how much the Boyazooga album, though, does sound like a band jamming. The song's only Lone and Boogie in title,
It
really does sound like it's a kind of well-crafted machine.
Well, I think that was the plan, really. And to be honest, the only reason we did it just Eddie and I was just kind of, I don't know, it just seemed to work, the two of us. And I kind of liked layering stuff up. But yeah, we definitely didn't want it to sound too, clinical or like it had been laid up.
Did that also mean that when you were making the record, you weren't looking at it as an album? I mean, in some ways, it feels more like a mixtape in terms of the genres and styles it bounces around through.
I think at first we weren't. At first, it was more just pure excitement, I've got this idea, let's just get it down. But then I think by the time that I had about 3 or 4 songs, I think I realised, and I was just getting more and more into albums and stuff, and it dawned on me, it would be great to just make one record that I'm just really proud of and just put everything into that. And also not being afraid to make it a proper album in terms of the way it flows. Like, I want people to listen to it from start to finish. Just making an album of it being an experience from start to finish, sort of thing.
It was also a wise move, Davey, to not put a bunch of samples in there that you would have had to clear later on. That's probably one thing you could have learnt from the Avalanches, is that it would have been a very expensive record if you'd had a lot of other people's songs cut into it, right?
Definitely, yeah. Like, I started doing... My dad got me this USB record player that converts records through the USB, and you can then sample into your laptop and stuff. So I did quite a lot of stuff like that at home. But yeah, I quickly learned that, like, yeah. And then, to be honest with me, it was more about, like, I wanted to be my own sounds and songs. But I would love, if I ever got to the stage where I could afford to use samples, I'd absolutely love to do that as well.
And Davey, the Boy Azuga album isn't all just cerebral trickery either. A lot of the songs are very heartfelt. The back end of the album single, Waitin', was this lovely sort of tempered love song. And were they things that came easy for you to write, or did that take a bit of time to knock those kinds of songs into shape?
I think, like, that was always, especially when I was a teenager, a song like Waitin' was more in the vein of, like, I kind of used to write these almost like folky kind of things, like finger-picky things on guitar. And I did a couple gigs doing that sort of thing. But, and I've always just been like a massive Beatles fan and Beach Boys, and that kind of style of just like classic songwriting and love songs and stuff. But I think Waitin' took a while to write, and I think it sounds cheesy, but it's like a personal sentiment in that song, so I really did take my time with it. Those kind of songs are it's so overdone, kind of like singing about love and stuff, so it's got to mean something to you if you're going to do it, I think. But I think I'll always do, I think, like, the next album's going to have a bit more of that stuff. I've been listening to a lot more of the stuff I was listening to when I was a teenager, people like Elliot Smith and Jeffrey Lewis, and actually just going back to songwriting as the main thing. But we'll still have all the kind of weird noises, but yeah, I think it's kind of more focused on just songwriting now.
It might be a bit more of a soft and sensitive side of Boy Azuga, huh? The next record.
Yeah, yeah, maybe, yeah.
Well, the first album was called 1-2 Kung Fu. Does that mean the next one's going to be called 3-4 Open the Door or something? Is that going to continue as well?
Yeah, 3-4 Some More, something like that.
I was also wondering, Davey, if this next record was going to have a bit more of a late 60s Los Angeles AM radio vibe, because I noticed that you've been very excited about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood the past couple of weeks. So have you been digging into the soundtrack for that?
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. I don't want to, like, hype it up or anything too much, but it's so good. Just the whole kind of atmosphere of the film as well. I think definitely, to be honest though, like, that whole world has definitely been there. I've been listening to a lot of that stuff. I listened to a good podcast about the soundtrack last night, which was really good as well. It's so good, isn't it?
Well, you never know. You know, after you come here next week, you might be making the next record sounding more like Australian radio or something. There might be a whole lot more influences to soak up.
Yeah, well, to be honest, Australian music's been a huge part of, like, influencing all of us, like people like King Gizzard and obviously Pond and everyone. Like, they're some of our all-time favourite bands. So, yeah, we're so excited to come over.
Well, you might have to rip out a cover of Rattlesnake or something on stage then, just to get everyone completely on side, Davey.
Yeah, break like an icebreaker.
Yeah. We might have a listen to another recent cover that you guys did post the album. You covered a band closer to home, this Welsh outfit called The Table. Yeah. So who were they? This is a song from, like, the late 70s originally that Boy Azuga took on.
Yeah, so this is actually my girlfriend's dad's band.
Here's some more nepotism, right?
Exactly, yeah. But yeah, so Tony, yeah, our dad, he's a legend, and he just got me into, like, loads of music, and he's been, like, a really good influence, Tony. And the band The Table are absolutely hilarious. Like, they said that they called themselves The Table so that they could say they were a household name, which I just love.
And it rolls off the tongue a bit better than Boy Azuga as well. You should have been talking to him earlier on when you were naming your band.
Definitely.
All right. Well, right now we might have a listen to Boy Azuga covering this song by The Table. This is Do the Standing Still. But you enjoy the long flight down here, and we'll see Boy Azuga in Sydney next week. You're here next Thursday the 5th at Oxford Art Factory. Davey?
That's it. Thanks so much for having us.
We look forward to it immensely. This is Boy Azuga on Static, and we'll see you soon. Thanks, Davey.
Cool. Thank you very much.